Do you have any thoughts on being the first woman commissioner?
I definitely have more hair than all of the past commissioners combined. It's an honor to leave the department as the governor, and as even my sister told me today, my goal isn't to be the first woman leader of the Department of Correction, it's to be the best. And I follow an incredible list of men who have made this department strong, proud, successful, and I'm happy to follow in their footsteps.
We all know that, you know, there's still a shortage of correctional officers, and, you know, I know that you guys are hiring more and stuff like that, but do you guys think that you're going to really get up to, like, a full staff?
The Department of Corrections had over 250 vacancies before in the early 2000s, and by 2009, we were down to 38 vacancies. So we'll get there again. In the past year, we went from 230 vacancies to about 165, and the recruit class that started July 11th has 57 cadets. We'll get there. We have two really strong recruiters and have gotten creative about recruiting and approaching candidates in different states. You know, obviously, former military are very strong recruits for us. So the team, before I came in, really focused on boosting recruiting efforts, and we'll continue to do that. I have every confidence that we will get our vacancies down to a manageable level, whether that's 30 or 40 or 45, where the department has been in the past, or whether it's lower than that. I am confident we will reduce our vacancies, and the recruits that we have are extremely well qualified. They're going through even more rigorous physical tests than before. And right along with recruiting, you can't just recruit and then lose current officers. So it's a two-part equation. Along with sustaining our high-intensity recruiting efforts, we are really focused on keeping veteran officers.
You didn't come up through the ranks. So do you think that puts you at an advantage or a disadvantage?
I think it's a false choice to say either. I have had the opportunity to work with this team for the past 2 years, but I'm not a sworn law enforcement officer, so I will be surrounded by incredibly professional and experienced law enforcement officials that will balance out perhaps my strengths of executive leadership, critical thinking, problem solving, and delivering results. So I don't think it's an advantage or a disadvantage. I think our strengths together will make this a really strong leadership team.
How much of a priority is inmate health care?
We have to restructure prison-based substance abuse, mental health, and medical care. We are focused as a department on the medical care vendor, and we will be looking at other professionals to run our health care. That may be in the next couple months that you'll start hearing more about that, because it does take a process. We are all disturbed by any reports that an inmate's health isn't taken the utmost serious, but there's always two sides of a story. And often, the media only hears part of that story. It's incumbent upon us as Department of Correction leadership to get that full story out, that by and large, you know, 95%+ of the healthcare delivered in our facilities is first-rate healthcare.
Do you think that more should be released when an inmate dies? Like, All you guys do right now is just say there's no foul play suspected. Do you think the public should know more?
Department of Correction is unique in that public safety part of what we do entails some things we can't always report publicly. So we'll take a look at how much information we're releasing, but we will err on the side of privacy when appropriate for an offender and his family. And that privacy extends to medical care often and deaths. If there are opportunities for the department to provide some additional information, we'll take a look at that. But it will always be balanced with the need for and the respect for medical privacy.
Can you just name some of your other top priorities?
Strengthening safety and security, increasing our focus on recruitment and retention, modernizing operations and intelligence sharing. There's a lot more we can be doing with technology. We have over 1,000 cameras in our facilities now, and we need to use those cameras proactively and not just as reactive DVRs. So modernizing our intelligence operations, which we're doing, restructuring our medical care and substance abuse treatment for inmates while in prison, continuing to focus on the equipment and the training our probation and parole officers need for what is often very dangerous jobs, and implementing this coordinated comprehensive reentry plan, which is the most comprehensive ever undertaken in our state, to help offenders who re-enter our communities, to help them stop returning to crime.